You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, right here in a very warm, sunny Coco, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510. Our dial is WWBC. We're on FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and we're also heard on the World Wide Web.
We are on 1510 WWBC. You can hit that listen live button and you can hear us anywhere on any one of your devices. Or if you can't catch the show live, you can download it right from that spot. Just go to the archived on demand, you pick the date, and you'll be able to get those shows archived for the last, at least for the last 10 years, right? See, to something
That's
like
right.
that, I believe. Of course, all of that is shared on our Facebook page, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, on Sita's personal page, Sita Begee, I believe.
It could be Durgen Begee. It could be Ishmael Begee. But you're right. It's Durgen Begee.
And then also on our website, SitaMediaInc.com, where all of the shows are posted and archived for the last 12 years.
That's right. Amazing. It's been a great run.
Really has. So I do want to say one thing. We've got a great guest on today, Anthony Yance. We're going to hear lots about him. And this part of the segment is paid for his campaign to elect Anthony Yance for state representative for District 33.
That's right. And I'm glad I didn't say it because I would have said 53. It's actually 33.
I got you.
So Ellen O'Neill, myself, and Samantha sometimes, who does our social media. And now we have Allie, we have Danny, we have Paul. We have a team of five of us that put this show on every Monday. Our show, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, is fun. It's entertaining at times, very interesting, very informative, and unscripted. And so we sit here in the studio on Mondays, and we speak about things that are going on around our nation, in our state, right here in Brevard County, Florida. And we give out valuable information, whether someone wants to purchase a home, whether someone wants to run for office, write a book, maybe they're a creative person, somebody who wants to know how to get into college, trade, whatever it is. We sit here and we chat about it. We call it Kitchen Table Topics. And today is no different. We have two guests in studio today. We have my good friend, Mr. Anthony Yance, and Ellen, I am saying his name correctly. He is running for office, and he's a regular guy like you and I. He's not a billionaire. He's not a millionaire. He is a guy who decided that he can make a difference by running for office and promoting things and like clean air, water, looking out for the Indian River Lagoon, public education, looking out for everyone right here in Brevard County, Florida. And so, Anthony, I'd like for you to say hello to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Hello, Viewpoint. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here.
And he brought with him his campaign manager, Mr. James, is it Doty?
James Doty. And just to clarify, I'm not the campaign manager. I'm his communications director, communications lead. We didn't really have formal titles, but
Well, we're going to give you all today.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
You'll take it.
Interim.
I'm going to hear about this later.
Director.
Right. Yeah. Communication person. And the second segment is going to be with Kimberly Durgen, who is also one of our sponsors for our show. And she'll be talking about their business in the mall, hers and Mrs. Scott Palmer's. It's called Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture. And boy, do they have a lot of great hot summer deals for the summer and year-round as well. And she brought her daughter, which is my granddaughter, Madison, here with her. Hi, Madison. Kimmy, you could say hello to our guests, our listeners as well. Okay, so we'll start up with our Brevard realtor and a product of the foster care system, Mr. Anthony Yance. So Anthony, sit in front of the mic and pay attention when he tells us and let's chat, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your background, your education background, and what made you decide to run for office?
Of course. Well, again, thank you for allowing me to be here. and I'm super excited. A little bit about me. I hail from New England. We moved to Brevard about 9 years ago. Actually, my foster dad suggested Brevard County, saying this is probably one of the best places to raise a family. And at that time, we had three kids. And we said, okay, let's do it. We moved here, loved every bit of it. And in those nine, almost 10 years ago, I would say, in living here, we saw nothing but a downward spiral in the political world. And our school systems just neglected in such a fashion that it actually upset me, because it's not what I was used to. Over the years, my wife said, Anthony, you can do something about this. And I said, I don't think I'm the right person for it. And honestly, with my history in the foster care system and having been raised essentially on the streets, a lot of people said, you know what? We don't need a politician. We need somebody who is street smart, somebody who is willing to take the fight for the people to Tallahassee and be loud and proud. And that's one of the main reasons why I decided to step up and take on this challenge.
Yeah. Well, thank you for stepping up, because we all know running for office is no picnic. It is very challenging. It's exhausting. And you do have to put yourself out there, and you're under scrutiny all the time. How are you dealing with the challenges that comes with applying for this job, so to speak, to become the next state representative for District 33?
I appreciate that question. So my family and I did sit down with all, my wife and I did sit with all of our children, and we did have this conversation in the very beginning. We understood that there was going to be some things in any campaign that would be made up about a certain individual and have all of these negative things be talked about. And so we did speak to all of our older children about the idea that they might see or hear something in the news, and to just have a conversation with us about that before deciding to take it to heart and to know that there's going to be a lot of negative things coming out that are made up about either myself or my wife or even my children. And so we're all in this together, and we're going to fight, and we're not going to back down, because that's not who we are.
Well, and you know, Brevard is made up of good, decent people. We have so many nonprofits in Brevard, and people are giving back so much to this community. But there are people amongst us, amongst our friends and family circle, people who are politicians, regular humans, who seem to enjoy bullying others. They use their voice, they use their actions, they use their words, and they bully people, and they promote hate and division. And it is not good for our country, and it's not good for Brevard. How do you plan to get that issue under control? I don't want to say how you plan to fight, because I don't think it's a fight, but I think it's an issue that all of us should be looking at and trying to make a difference to change it.
Of course. Yeah. So look, at the end of the day, District 33 is made up of resilient, compassionate, and hardworking people, of friends and neighbors who care about each other and our community. You deserve state leadership that will stand up against hate and division and fight for the rights for you and your families. And I think the most important thing we can do is just shine a light on this negativity, and also shine a light on the path forward for everybody. And just enough of this
name calling,
this hateful rhetoric,
right,
that just is flying around our community. It in no realm is that helpful to anybody, and there needs to be an end.
An accountability, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, I take a lot of pictures from my Facebook. I mean, I do have 18 brothers and sisters, and I like to share stuff. Some like my stuff, some don't. Some friends do, and some don't. But we've all seen where politicians politicians will put on a suit and tie and show up for a photo op, whether it's the Indian River Lagoon or whether it's opening a new business. And they kind of have the smoke screen, because it looks as though, well, this politician cares about business. What do you say to those who say, I don't vote for Democrats because Democrats don't care about business? And there's plenty of them.
Well, I would say that's patently false. I think Democrats care about businesses just as much as anybody else. I know many Democrats who own small businesses here in a community, and they want successful businesses. They want to give back to our communities, and they want to provide a good service. I think we need to focus on how we can strengthen our small businesses in this community, how we can make sure we have the support for them in a time of need to make sure that they don't just shut down during rough pandemic. We had many small businesses struggle, and we need to figure out how we can help protect them in all of our smaller communities.
And in your area, there's a big HUD zone. So there's a lot of help that's available in Palm Bay, particularly in that whole Robert J. Conlin
area,
Palm Bay Road
yes.
area, that type of thing. So there are services that are out there, but people just don't have the resources to get to them.
Absolutely.
And that, from a small business standpoint, that's why I work with WeVenture. One of the things that I do with WeVenture is to find those particular things. But we need state representatives mm-hmm. that are going to support those programs and support small businesses in that those particular zones, because it's just a huge impact on Palm Bay.
Right, and it's all about an education, right? Because how many times we've brought people on our show and they would say, well, I do this at Palm Bay High School. I help the children at the elementary school. I'm teaching them to read, like Mr. Robert Barnes, mm-hmm. who came on. But again, people don't know about it. So, Anthony, how do you plan to get the information to the voters? Not just about making a plan to vote, but there are so many nonprofits and good people doing great things in Brevard. And like Ellen says, it could be a simple thing as I don't have gas in the car to attend an event. So how do we communicate that to our citizens? That, like, I am on the Community Action Board. A lot of people didn't know about the Community Action Board. So how do we tell them that help is here?
Yeah, so to your point, one of the things that, as a realtor in Brevard County, there's a lot of people that don't actually realize that there's first-time homebuyer assistance.
That's right.
And one of the things that my wife and I love to do, because we're both realtors here, we love helping first-time homebuyers. And when we tell them that there's assistance to get into their own homes and invest in themselves over a landlord, they're like, wait, they come up with a down payment, they have closing costs covered, and sometimes even repairs. I mean, Community Housing Initiative is that program, and we've worked with them many times. And we need to amplify these services. And I know 211... you can dial that on your phone. That'll help connect you to services. But again, having these small businesses help amplify each other and the services that are available to them, I think is key. And we need to shine on that.
Right.
And that was the other big thing that you and I had talked about, Sita, too, about all the nonprofits that are in the area. And it's like there's such a, you know, kind of a doubling, if you will. There's like four or five nonprofits that are all doing the same thing. So where do you go?
Right,
where do you
right,
get
right.
The best
it's too much. Sometimes it's too much, right?
It really is.
So a big thing when you're running for office, too, is meeting people on the campaign trail who has real-life stories, right? People are so concerned right now about public education. Every child should have the opportunity to have a quality education. And it's okay if you have a school of choice in your area and you want to send your kid to that school of choice, you should. But talk to us a little bit. Once elected into the State House in District 33, how do you plan to get that, bring people together? Right now we have such a divide with the parents who are screaming at the school board meetings, with the state representatives who are using bullying tactics, and then nobody is listening to each other. The teachers are worrying about where are we going to get the extra help. The bus drivers need more bus drivers. We need help. So how do we help our public school system?
Well, first and foremost, the amount that we spend on per pupil here in Florida is absolutely pathetic based on many, many other states. I believe we spend roughly $8,000. I think that's giving them a little extra per year per student, whereas many other states are 20-something thousand per pupil. And you see the massive difference in education and the services provided within our schools, and the staffing and the salaries. for our teachers and our support staff. One of the things I would love to champion is getting more guidance counselors back into our schools, getting more funding for our teachers, not just simple boosts, bonuses. That's a slap in the face. We need to be paying these teachers as the professionals they are and what they are providing for our future. It is horrendous to think that someone would not want to, my opponent wants to strip funding from schools, and this helps nobody except for his own ego. And what we do need to do, and what he should be doing, is getting more funding to schools, getting more staffing, figuring out how we can get people to want to move to Brevard County to have their kids come to our schools, because we have people leaving in droves because of the situation we're currently in. And I want to create a scenario where we want teachers to move here to be teachers. And this translates over to our police force as well.
That's right.
Our police force in Palm Bay running at about 50% capacity. Our mayor likes to drop we're the greatest city in the face of the earth. Well, guess what? How can we protect the greatest city on the face of this earth if our police force is struggling to recruit and get more funding and salary for our police force, which is integral in a safe community and safe schools? This all works hand in hand. And so my goal is to really hammer down and figure out how we can get all this money and this funding where it needs to be in order to succeed, in order to move further as a community.
Right. And you know, there are sometimes people try to lump all Democrats into the same basket, right? And they say, oh, the Democrats are all about socialism. They're all about defunding the police, right? And so I think when you're running for office, you have to be that person to say, wait, stop. Let's think about what you're saying. What do you say to the people who say, you know, we want to defund the police and they're talking about socialism? Because I find what I say to them is, listen, we work, we pay taxes for our roads, homeland security, elder care, public education, public health. How do you say that from a candidate standpoint to people who come at you and say, we're the tax and spend liberal party?
Well, first, it was absolutely horrible to use the term defund the police. I think that was bad on the Democrats' part from the very beginning.
Indeed.
We do not want to do that. At least I don't. And I find it horrifying to think that we would want to decrease the funding for our public services. These are the people that protect us. We have fire, EMS, all of these things. We need to be funneling more money for proper services, proper equipment, and making sure that they can function efficiently and effectively to save our community members in a time of need. I think for the folks that want to say that I'm a socialist, you know, some people, I'm not going to change your mind. And that's just how they function in life. You'll never change those people's mind. But I'll tell you, I have some very Republican friends on my community that I speak to on the daily. And for those that want to sit and have a conversation with me and you want to be at my table and you have something productive and of substance that you want to talk about, you're always welcome at my table. I will never shun you because you have Republican attached to your name. I'm not going to shun you and I'm not going to dismiss you. And for those that want to dismiss me, I'm sorry that you have this idea that Democrats are all bad.
Give us a chance. I mean, here in Brevard, and I know, Ali, you've been shaking your head about this. We need to give people a chance. We need new blood. We need people with great ideas who've been there, done that. Mr. Anthony Yance, who's running for state rep in District 33. He has children. He's married. He's a realtor. He's a college grad. He's done everything by the book to represent people. And he comes to us with life. And I see you want to jump in here.
Well, I have to absolutely agree that we all need to learn to take a chill pill and talk to each other. Simply because you and I may vary on a subject doesn't mean we vary on all subjects. The United States has done a great job so far, at least of being able to do things and get things moving and through Congresses and with the and every single time you hear a senator say, my dear friend from the other party and that sort of thing. You know, they're trying to be
cordial,
seen.
To meet halfway.
Yes, well, they're trying to be seen as you know, not being belligerent. So we need to move more forward to don't automatically cut me off because I have a different point of view.
Yeah, and that brings me to another point. You know, it used to be in this country you could agree to disagree peacefully and respectfully.
Right.
So, Anthony, you, like me, we're all watching certain politicians, and right here in Brevard as well, so disrespectful to people who don't agree with them on something on social media. And how did we get to that point in our nation where someone who is supposed to be representing us in the State House in Tallahassee is so belligerent and hateful and spiteful and write things with his own two hands that the God gave him about other people?
Yeah, Anthony's opponent is notorious for this. Have we said his name on air yet, or have we just referred to him as Anthony's opponent?
You can say his name because the segment is paid for by the Anthony Yance for State Representative campaign.
Just to be clear to all the listeners, Anthony is running against Mr. Randy Fine. He's a well-known politician here, and I'm sure most of the listeners immediately know who we're talking about.
Yes, and you know what's sad is I have been to events in town where I have seen people falling over themselves to shake his hand and talk to him about issues and things going on in Brevard. But what I want to say to all those business people too, Anthony Yance will shake your hand and listen to you and take your concerns to Tallahassee as well. So he needs a chance. It's not about giving one man the chance because he's elected. So let's do a little segue a little bit about...
wanted to jump in. I find this very entertaining. All the times I had the opportunity to shake Randy's hand, he's run away from me. I've tried to reach him at the... flag event in downtown Melbourne by Holmes Regional, and there was no way to track him. He's blocked me on social media. He's blocked many people on social media,
which is illegal for an elected official.
Right.
We'll point that out.
And, well, people, if you have money, a lot of politicians want to know who you are because you'll write that check.
Yep. Right.
And they'll shake that hand.
And so I've willfully and happily gone up to mayors of the different towns here and shaken their hands. Other candidates, even from the Republican side, and said, hey, this is who I am. Here's my card. Reach out to me. Let's chat. Let's figure out how we can move Brevard forward because I'm tired of the pettiness and we need to do something.
Yes. And you know what? We all feel that way. We all feel as though certain people do pick and choose who they're going to talk to, whose hand they're going to shake, and who they're going to look out for when running for office. So, Anthony, a lot of people, when they're running for office, they try their best to improve their skills and knowledge to become a state representative. What have you done personally to improve your skill and knowledge for that job?
Yeah, I've done a lot of online research. The funny thing is, I went to the Supervisors of Elections and then the Florida Elections Commission, and I downloaded the ethics manual. Which is like, I don't know, 800 pages long.
You're probably the third person that's read it.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I tried to hit all the major bullet points.
They're actually ethics because the way some of these state representatives carry on and the words they use to bash other people, they don't follow it.
No, of course not. And the entertaining, I couldn't get through it as much as I wanted to. I laughed. Every other major bullet point, I was like, he definitely doesn't do that. This guy follows none of this.
But what do you think makes him act that way? Because nobody came out as a little baby out of their mother's womb and came out hateful and spiteful and belligerent and bullyish. Most people are born into an environment and your environment shapes you or your foundation, right? But what do you think makes a person run for office and then decides, I am going to hate
other people, I'm going to bully them, and I'm going to try to divide my community instead of bringing it together.
Yeah, so my understanding of Mr. Fine is that he's a transplant from Las Vegas. I guess he's a failed casino.
I don't know if I would say failed. He was very successful at that.
Well, I guess he designed some card you can use, but
something like
he
that,
had
yeah.
his license taken away, I think, for...
Well, you have to be accurate when you're running for office if yes, you know,
right.
if he had it taken away or yeah. not, you know.
So I think
so. I said transplant is what you, is probably
yeah,
the accurate
and
thing
it,
to say.
My understanding, he's a transplant here. He didn't live, quote unquote, in his district. The people I run around Brevard, Palm Bay, especially with all of my kids and my family, people see us everywhere, and I just find it entertaining that we never see Randy. And one of the things that I like to do is get to know the people and figure out what their biggest needs are. And I think ultimately that's the best way that I can learn about what a state rep does. I tell people, look, depending on how many voices I can fit into the trunk of my car driving to Tallahassee, the more I can do for all of us.
Yeah. So the more people you meet, the more concerns you hear about.
Yes.
The more issues, right? The more life experiences you get from other people.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. A lot of people would say, well, why should we hire you specifically as our state representative? And what is your 30-second elevator speech for that?
Yeah. So I love people. I've always been a people person. As a kid, I'd run around town. And I'd visit all the elderly people. One guy was a paper. He got all the papers delivered to his house, and I would help him sort them. And I became a community leader as a young child on the streets. And so I want to become a community leader that actually has a vehicle now, that has kids, has a family. And I want to bring those voices and struggles and challenges to Tallahassee. And I want to do it together. I can't sit here and promise people things. But what I can do is say, you're all welcome to the table. If we can come up with something together, then we will make change.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Mr. Anthony Yantz. He is running for state representative in District 33, and this segment is paid for by his campaign. So Mr. Yantz, what are your strengths and weaknesses? No human is perfect, right?
No, not
everybody
at all.
Have their strengths and their weaknesses. Let's go with your strengths first.
So, communication. I can sit down with anybody, whether they're extreme right, extreme left, right down the middle. I can have a conversation with all of them and be level-headed. I do. If you come to my table and all you want to do is argue, I do have a short fuse for that stuff because it's non-productive, and I just don't have time for that.
Right.
Some of my other strengths are that I'm conservative enough, I'm liberal enough, and I enjoy.
So you're everybody's friend.
I am everybody's
yeah.
friend.
So what are you going to bring to Tallahassee that Mr. Randy Fine is not bringing to Tallahassee for the people of Brevard?
Well, I'm going to be louder, but in a more positive sense. I'm not going to be there just to oppress people or just to bash certain school board members or to try to punish people because they don't fall in line with my ideals. That's not how I operate. If most of the people in my community want one certain thing, I'm going to fight for that one certain thing. And if we can all, not 100% of our asks are going to be 100% given. We all need to focus on coming together, moving forward together, and if we can all get 80%,
we'll take it.
We'll take
yeah,
it.
Right.
One thing Anthony is not going to focus on is punishing, you know, the largest employer in the state of Florida just because he doesn't like their political views.
Yes, exactly. And you know, people do that, and it's wrong.
It's wrong.
I mean,
yes.
Because it's regular human being like you and I working at Disney and other places,
or
right?
attacking a school board member when we had two other school board members that voted for the same thing.
Right, and attacking people because a scientist told you to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, as a nurse, I worked a COVID unit for 2 years. I know I had to wear a mask. I don't see why people were yelling and screaming about protecting each other
right.
in our community. And that's a different show. So we have a couple of minutes left. Any events lined up for you guys? I know you're trying to get a fundraiser going and a suggested donation and all that.
Yeah,
and you'll be bringing that up on your website soon?
Yep. And folks can go to my website, www.standwithyance.com. You can find me on social media. You can send donations that way through Act Blue. You can also email me your concerns. I want to make a point in my campaign and ultimately my representation of District 33. The fact that I'm going to be available to the people and I'm going to set up a system in which people can voice their concerns and we can easily focus on how we can move forward as a community.
Well, you know, when you're running for office, people have to think of you as a product. A lot of people vote for folks and then it's buyer's remorse. So if you are a product, why should someone consider you over your opponent in this race?
Well, they consider me over the fact that I'm not petty. I'm not someone who's just going to go attacking people because they don't agree with what I agree with. As you said earlier, we can agree to disagree and be responsible and respectful of that. I don't see that happening whatsoever with the current situation. And I haven't seen it. All I've seen is hateful rhetoric and saying, I don't care what the Democrats think. And it's a bad attitude.
And I think going after other elected officials is not good as well. Now, here's the other thing. We have a lot of people who want to vote. We have a lot of people who want to vote, but they don't get involved in politics year round. They don't get involved in their own children's lives. They don't show up in school when there's a PTA meeting. They don't take their kids to libraries. They don't put in the work for what it takes to vote. How do you plan to get out that vote? Because I hear people all the time complaining, but when you ask them, are you registered to vote? No. You hear them complaining, are you registered to vote? Yes. Well, did you vote? No. And so how do you plan to get those people off their couches to the ballot box? And here in Brevard, we have a secure voting record. We have no problem with Lori Scott, which is great. How do you, Anthony Yance, propose to get those people to the ballot box?
One of the things that needs to happen is I just need to be in the community more. My face needs to be around. I need to talk to more people. I need volunteers. Volunteers are what makes campaigns amazing. And again, you can go to my website and sign up to volunteer. I like to tell people that in the real estate world, all of our clients have become family. And we stay in touch with every single client we've ever had. And they come over for family barbecues every now and then. And that's what I want to create as a representative of District 33.
And District 33, in my opinion anyway, because I've lived there for so long, has such a diverse population, right? We've got a lot of Caribbean folks. We've got a lot of folks from other areas that are moving into the area. And even more so, opening up businesses and so forth. So
yes.
It's so important for you to be out there. And I look forward to seeing you. And let us know here on Viewpoint with CDEN Friends how we can help. Make sure you go to Stand With Yance to find out all of the standwithyance.com, to find out all of the activities and all of the things that all the places you can find Anthony, as well as making sure that you sign up to get a yard sign or sign up to be a volunteer. Door knock, whatever it takes
and
to get
website.
This man elected.
Give us a website one more time.
Yep, it's www.standwithyance.com.
Right, and all those folks who are listening to Viewpoint with CDEN and Friends today and are unhappy with their political representation in Tallahassee, get your checkbook out if you still write a check, or use your credit card, your debit card, donate to this guy. He's one of us. He's not from Wall Street. He's from Main Street. He cares about kitchen table topics, the things that you talk about every day in your homes. You've got to start opening your hearts, your minds, and your wallets to get these candidates elected. Talk is cheap. You've got to help. If you can't donate, put a yard sign, like Ellen said. Or for goodness sake, reach out to the campaign and throw your weight behind this candidate. So that's all I could say. Ellen, take it away.
That's right. So you listening to Viewpoint with CDEN Friends, we're going to take a quick commercial break and listen to our sponsors. And we'll be right back after this little commercial break with one of our sponsors, Kimberly Durgin with Cloud9 Furniture and Mattress Shop. Be right back.
Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer.
featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency room. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 13 locations, including one in Volusia County. With so many MedFast Urgent Care centers, there is a MedFast near you. MedFast offers top quality care that is close by, and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. Just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC. We're on FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and on the World Wide Web.
Right, on 1510 WWBC, our shows are uploaded, I should say, right after the show, usually within the same few hours, and then also on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on our Facebook pages and SitaMediaInc.com on our website.
Well, Ellen, you know what? I am fortunate to have in studio with us my granddaughter Madison and my daughter Kim. And they, Kimberly and Scott Palmer, are proud owners of the Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Shop in the Merritt Square Mall. And Kimmy has been one of our sponsors for 12 years. And a little birdie told me they had expanded the shop and they're doing extremely well. And so I decided to bring him on today. It's the summer, and I thought Maddie would have a nice experience with us on the show. And so Kimberly is here. So Kim, tell us, our listeners, on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, a little bit about yourself and the store.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show, Mom. So we have Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. We're located at the Merritt Square Mall. We have been there for 12 years. My husband has been in the mattress and furniture business for 35 years, and so we have a lot of experience. We sell the name brand Ashley Furniture, and we provide a lot of really great products. products as far as home furnishings, living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, adjustable beds, mattresses, and so on. And lots of great services.
Exciting, though.
Yeah.
And you're one of the, like, flagship, I would say. I mean, there's other big stores in there and so forth, but in Merritt Square Mall, you're one of the places, you're like a go-to place in Merritt Square Mall. Like, nobody's going to anybody else.
Yes,
right now.
Yes. Luckily, we've done very well as far as having a great following. So most or all of our business is word of mouth. So yes, most of the time people come into Merritt Square, they just come directly to us and shop with us, which is awesome.
It is great. So Maddie, what do you know about the furniture business now? Exciting? Nothing? Okay.
Yeah. You don't get involved. So, Ali, did you know that there was a Cloud 9 furniture mattress show in the Merritt Square Mall?
Actually, yes. I haven't been in Merritt Square Mall in a while because we live in Cocoa Beach for a minute, but now I'm back over here in the South Waterway, and I'm always in the market for something
furniture. Yeah, she is.
Well, we are a one-stop shop, so there's always something. It's really funny because people come into our store all the time, and they'll say, oh, I just came in here for an end table, but now I think I need a whole new living
room. Kind of like, going to,
going
to Publix, right?
When
you go to Publix for one thing. When you go to Publix for one thing. I see Maddie's laughing. Maybe she'll jump in here. Maddie, we're hoping you jump in and say something before the end of the segment. Thanks for trying, Ellen. So, Kimberly, how long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business for almost 12 years. And
lots of challenges, I would think. You guys had a lot of challenges during COVID?
No. You know, luckily, interestingly enough, because we're in a business that you still have to see, touch, and feel the product, we managed pretty well. And again, with our following and so on. In fact, it was really funny because during COVID, we actually, they left power to that end of the mall for us. And we just swung open our back door and just kind of kept doing what we could do, and demand was high. For some reason, people really needed a lot of furniture items. So luckily, we did well through that.
And one of the things I loved about your store, too, is the fact that it's not just what you see there. You're like special orders. So I think one of my friends went in and said that they wanted a specific piece. And if it wasn't you, then it was one of your salespeople that had an opportunity to say, oh, we don't have it in store, but let me show you. And then wound up doing like a whole special order thing of things that you wouldn't even imagine would be available. So
yes, so that's another important thing. So we have about 12, maybe now close to 15,000 square feet. And we keep our showroom fully stocked. So there's always items to look at, and every couple of days, every couple of weeks, depending on how things are restocking and flowing, we always have new products and items to look at. But yes, we also do have the online catalog.
Yeah,
so if for some reason we do not have the item that you're looking for on the floor, we have an online catalog that has the entire Ashley catalog, and we sell Coaster and a couple other brands. So yes, it takes roughly about 7 to 10 days to pick out whatever you want, and then we can get that shipped in. It just jumps on one of our next trucks and comes to our store.
So let's talk a little bit about Cloud 9 Sleep Shop and Mattress Furniture and their delivery system. You guys do deliver the furniture and assemble, and do you take away the old one as well?
Yes. So as far as our services go, we are one of the only furniture stores, I believe, in Brevard. I don't keep up with everybody, but our services are free. So it's always free delivery, free setup, free warranty, and free removal of the old item. And there's a couple interesting things to know about that, because in the furniture and mattress business, a lot of times what happens is these stores will get you in on an in-the-door price. So people will think, oh my God, $399 for a mattress. But what they don't tell you is there's a lot of hidden fees. They're going to charge you when you go to check out for the delivery, for the service, for the warranty, for the assembly. And so your $399 is now $850. And so people aren't looking every day of the week, so they don't know that about this industry. But what we do is we give you an out-the-door price. So when you look at furniture and you look at our prices, all of those services are included. So there's no hidden cost. In addition to that, we always keep our prices low. And again, we're one of the only companies that removes old furniture. A lot of stores will not remove or haul away your old stuff. Again, I believe we're one of the only stores that does that. And also regarding warranty, A lot of times, if you have a problem, you're going to call a 1-800 number, and you're going to deal with that for 6 to 10 months, however long that warranty company determines whether they can help you or not. We don't do that. When you get a warranty with us, you're dealing directly with the store, you're calling directly to the store, and we deal with those service issues within just a couple of days, sometimes a few weeks, and then we deal with those manufacturers on the back end. So service is a lot more streamlined. And that's important to know, because you want to shop with a business that's reputable and has a lot of integrity, and somebody that's going to be there for you to take care of.
And experience. Kind of like a politician.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys, so you recently expanded the Cloud 9 Furniture and Mattress Shop. So that's in the Merritt Square Mall, right next to the old Sears, for everybody who's listening. Talk to us about the expansion.
Yeah, so our demand has always been pretty good. And so we started out with one showroom, and shortly after we opened our business, within a couple of years, we recognized that we needed more space to showcase more items because demand was high. So we did a second bay, and then fast forward about 8 or 9 years later, we recognized that demand was there again, and so we just expanded a third bay. So we now have 3 bays, as we call it, in the mall of furniture. So yeah, it's a pretty big store now.
So any plans for the future, Kimberly?
As far as furniture, just to keep providing good quality products and good service.
So, you know, Ellen, they've been one of our sponsors for 12 years. And Scott Palmer, I have to say, my husband always says, I've never seen a more hardworking guy like him. Of course, you work hard too, Kim. But Scott Palmer, not only he has the integrity and he respects the clients, he treats everyone that walks into the door as family. I think he would not sell a piece of furniture that he himself wouldn't use in his home. Am I correct?
Yes. Basically, that's our motto in a nutshell. Every single person that comes through our store, we treat like a family member. We treat them exactly like they were long-lost relatives or friends.
And you've been in business for a long time, teaching people about business, about courtesy and professionalism, and website designs and all that. So a guy like him is who you talk about when you teach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Build a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you find those people that you can use as role models. And Scott and Kimberly are definitely two people that, you know, as I go through my businesses and so forth, I always ask, especially if they're in the furniture business or some type of retail, have you gone to Cloud 9 Furniture and Mattress and go check out their operation and see how they are? And everybody has always come back with rave reviews.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings up another question too, because not necessarily COVID, but just business is hard in general. What are some of the ways that you and Scott find, because you always seem like you're revolutionary. And I know this is kind of a curveball question, but you always seem to be out front, like the free deliveries and those types of things. Where do you get your inspiration of where people want new things, where people are from a styles perspective or from a service perspective? How do you keep ahead of the times?
Yes. So basically, we try to just keep a presence out there as far as social media. We really, you know, take a lot of time to manage our Facebook, our LinkedIn, our Instagram, our Twitter, just to stay, you know, relevant, let people know we're here. And, you know, one thing about advertising, I think they say a lot of times people have to see you 5 times before they really make that connection, what you do, and then there's going to be a few more times until they come in, and then a few more times until they buy. So you just have to really keep an awareness out there. We talk to a lot of people. We have a lot of friends. And we do things, for instance, we
you go the extra mile.
We do. We go the extra mile at servicing, but it's a good question, because we also do send thank you cards and we send follow-up messages. And we just try to have that ongoing relationship with our base all the time, whether you're buying from us or not, just that we're friendly, you know. That
I see. Well, open to things like when people ask you for something specific, or ask you for a brand, or ask you for a particular service. You and Scott are always open to the fact of, yeah, let me see how we can
do
make
their
that
research.
Work. You know, yeah. How can we make it work, rather than what do we do to stop it? Right? It's like, how do we figure out how to make it better?
And also, too, it really comes down to helping people with a specific need. Most of the time, we're going to have a product or an item that we can figure out a way to make that work for you. And if we don't, we're happy to say, you know, I can't help you with this, but if you go on so-and-so's site, or if you go to TJ Maxx, or you go to, you know, you
online.
Might be able to
yeah,
find
yeah.
the item or check out Amazon. So if we're in the business of helping people, and if we're lucky enough to be able to help you with that need, great. And if we can't help you with our product, that doesn't mean we stop there. We will just continue to help you get
you want a happy
back.
Customer. Exactly. And I see Allie wants to jump in here. You've
yeah,
been trying
well,
to
I was just going to say that's an excellent philosophy for a business venture in any way, that you are working to be the resource.
Right.
So, you know, this we have favorite restaurants. We, you know, say, well, we've been there a long time. We, you know, we don't need to go back. But but we don't know what to do when it comes to something like furniture. And if we can lean on you mm-hmm. and develop the relationship 10-1, it'll be your business that we show business in. And so becoming a resource is a good guideline.
Right. And exactly. and we've sent a lot of people over, and they're repeat customers. You've got a lot of interesting things coming up, Kimberly. You guys were just notified today that there's a big gala coming up at the Crown Plaza Hotel.
Okay.
So I want you to tell Danny and Ellen and Allie and all our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about the big gala coming up and the nomination that Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Ooh. Got.
Yes. So a few months back, we did not know this, but I guess Florida Today was running their best of the best, and we got nominated to be in the running for one of the top 5 furniture stores. So that was super exciting. I'm just thrilled for that recognition. And then this morning, we got word that we are now one of the top 3 furniture stores in Brevard County,
yay.
And we've been invited to a gala and some other things to celebrate that. So we're
and she's bought me a ticket.
That's all very
isn't exciting. She sweet? Like, it's hard to believe she's my kid because she's so calm and humble and sweet, and I'm like so rambunctious.
So let me
and
so
Maddie
let me rile
doesn't
things
talk.
Up. Right. Let me rile things up a little bit. We do have an election coming up. What are some of the things as a business owner? What are some of the things that you're looking for as a business owner from our representatives, from the folks that are, you know, kind of managing? Because Merritt Island is kind of unincorporated. They don't get a lot of services. They don't have their own, necessarily their own police department and a lot of the services that we have mainland, let's say, right? So what are some of the things as a business owner that you're looking at Merritt Island?
Well, as far as the business owner, we're mainly just focused on keeping Merritt Square Mall, you know.
Viable.
Yes, pretty much. And they're doing a great job. Even though people do make some comments about some of the occupancy being down, they are still a very strong mall. They do well in some of their other ventures on the mall property. So it's just really about keeping, you know, a certain amount of
business,
there.
Yeah.
But in saying that, we are looking forward to some amazing community development. So they're building the hospital across the street from us, which will be a huge improvement to Merritt Island in that area, because they're not just building a hospital.
So infrastructure, to your question.
Yes,
yeah,
they're building a community wellness center. There's going to be assisted living hotels, but something where families can stay and things like that. So that
all that need furniture.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they'll be
they all need a bed to sleep in and a couch to lounge around in.
Yes, there'll be outdoor seating and restaurants and all kinds of things that will really.
You guys have outdoor furniture as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
In addition to that, they are building a fly-in, fly-out community in the area as well. And they are also getting ready to build a new condo development as far as what we're hearing. So what they're predicting in the next couple of years is that area of Merritt Island will be revitalized as a downtown Merritt Island. And that will be great for the mall.
Now, remember, my son-in-law, Scott Palmer, reads the Florida Today cover to cover. Like this guy, you know how some people like to read online?
Yeah.
Scotty enjoys the newspaper. And so he reads about everything going on in Brevard, and he enjoys telling us about all the developments and
things.
Well,
the excitement
that
the Economic Development Council has about this revitalization of Merritt Island, similarly to what they had in Palm Bay. But the revitalization from the EDC perspective has been great. And not only that, but the Space Coast Tourism
has been bringing up Merritt Island quite a bit. We had a cruise ship. So I'm so looking forward to seeing all of that success and all of those great things that happen, not just for Merritt Island, but certainly for Cloud Nine Furniture and Mattress Store.
Yeah, and you get a lot of clients off the cruise ships as well. So when America does well, the businesses do well, right? When America doesn't have a lot of COVID positive people and folks can't get on cruise ships and all that, I mean, it helps all of us when we all listen to science, do what we have to do, because in the long run, the businesses thrive. And you saw that during COVID, and even after, you guys are getting a lot of clients.
Yes, and one thing I would also like to share is definitely support your local mom and pop businesses. Do whatever you can to figure out who they are and where they are and what they do and what they offer, because one of the challenges, say for instance, with any mall, is people do not want to take the chance to open a business anymore. They are competing with these Walmarts and Amazons and online and this. You know, opening a shoe store, a clothing store, or purse store, you're going to get undercut by these big box corporations. And so it's deterring people from wanting to even go into business and through the headache and the hassle. So what we have to do in order to combat that a little bit is we have to really know who our local mom and pop businesses are and the services they're doing in our local community, and really make that effort to, you know, get in that vehicle, drive and support them or call them. Most local mom and pop businesses will take a phone order. They'll take an online order. So we have to kind of push ourselves, because this is why we are seeing a struggle with the mom and pops, is they're just not getting the same advertising. They don't have these big budgets and they're just not getting the recognition like some of these.
So it's about communication, it's about the relationship, mm-hmm. it's about the advertising, and you've got to put yourself out there. You, Kimmy, do put yourself out there to be on social media, to attend events in town and market your business. A lot of people don't want to put in the work to market their business and they expect customers to come in. They don't come that way. You've got to put in the work. I mean, those of us who work for big corporations 9 to 5, we have to do in services. We have to attend seminars and do professional, you know, things for our jobs. But when you own a business, you got to put in the time, and you and Scott do invest your time. So with the 1 minute left, what is the advice you have for someone who is thinking about opening a business?
Oh, boy. Okay.
In 1 minute.
In 1 minute.
Yeah. You have a degree from UCF. You should be able to do that.
Yes. The number one thing I would say about opening any business is you have to love your product or your service. You have to figure out that thing that you really feel that you have a knack or a natural talent to provide to something or someone. I'm a firm believer that if you love what you do, you will be successful at it. The rest will follow. But you will have to do your research. You'll have to figure out your cost, your overhead.
So give us the website before we go off air so people can go online and put in their order.
Our website is www.cloud9furniture.com. And again, you can find us at Merritt Square.
Phone number?
321-459-2473. And you can shop in-store, you can shop online, or you can shop by phone. We get a lot of phone orders too. So however we can make it easy.
And special orders are always available.
Yes.
So another fantastic segment right here with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Another special segment, actually, because we very rarely get to see Kimberly and Madison. So it was a very nice segment. Great interview with Anthony Yance, who is running for District 33. So make sure you check him out. And we will see you next week right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on 1510 WWBC.